I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the scholar of this program is Mrs. Razia Shamili.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your own show, A Muslim Lady from IRIB English Radio. I'm Farman Ali Masumi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah. I'm here also to welcome you on this beautiful day. Thank you so much for having us, my dear listeners.
What a beautiful topic we have started in our previous episode, being thankful and being grateful, especially when a Muslim lady becomes grateful and thankful, it can attract all the happiness towards the house, you know, like a magnet attracts all the, you know, positivity.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this, it will attract all the happiness and all the satisfaction towards you. So if you are a lady, a Muslim lady, you have to be proud that you are the core and heart and the center of a beautiful family.
Exactly. No doubt. And as a mother, as a wife, like your way of thinking, the way you are automatically, whatever is in your heart, it comes on your tongue and in action too. Therefore, we have this beautiful three levels of gratitude. That the gratitude, maybe the simplest one, the easiest one, is to say Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, verbally, yeah.
Exactly. Like, therefore, you know, I truly love it, the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has incumbent on us only one surah, which is surah of gratitude.
Gratitude.
You know,
the
every
surah
day.
Alhamd, yeah.
Surah Al-Hamd. You know, we
Even
never think about that.
In the beginning of the Holy Quran, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Such a great surah, and it starts with us such a great message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
if
know, whenever
thankful
I do.
Thankful and grateful.
Yeah. Then, you know, whenever I do the tafsir of Quran, I say, you know, rest of the surahs of Quran, 113, they are all looking with so much envy that, wow, Hamd, oh chapter Hamd, you are the only surah which is wajib to recite, you know. So why this is wajib to recite? Because this shows the importance of gratitude, you know. Therefore, we have to say, like, even if I'm not feeling, but still, if I say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that positivity will come.
Yeah.
And you know, nowadays, so many experts, especially about relationship, about psychology, they say, even non-Muslims, you know, it is becoming very, very trend and very common that you have to have a diary of gratitude, you know, especially for a Muslim lady. She's writing every day saying, for example, thank you so much, you know, thanking to her house, to her
being
dress.
Being thankful to all the things
exactly
around you, yeah. As we say, your whatever word you utter, it has a big, big impact on the things even, yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Like, you know, nowadays, I think our listeners, they know that scientists have confirmed that whatever words you utter, these words have impact in your life, in the things around you, especially the things which you speak to sometimes, yeah? For example, a laptop is in front of me, a mobile phone is in front of me, or something, table, or whatever is in front of me. If I speak good words with them, it has impact upon them. Like those Japanese scientists, they have showed the micro pictures of water. You know, if you say something good to water, it changes its shape. You know,
yeah,
and, I think we can't see with our these eyes, but a big and very, very important impact it has.
Exactly.
So being thankful,
amazing,
being grateful.
And especially we are more than 70%, we have liquid, yeah? So when you said this, I remember the way Rasulullah, the way our Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say to his wife that, why you have stopped the tasbih, the glorification of my dresses, you know, wash it. Like he would say, when you keep the things clean and tidy, and if you talk to them, then the things will do tasbih of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Wow.
The things will do dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So it shows that things, you know, those are the things. But when it comes to husband and children, then the gratitude of a mother and wife will definitely, the impact will increase.
And being thankful and grateful needs some practice, you know. It is like a skill.
Okay.
You have to learn.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, how?
Unfortunately, now, as I said in our previous episode also, we learn in our daily life a lot of things, you know, to use them proper. First, we have to academically learn how to use of them and train ourselves first, then we use those things, material things. But when it comes to our spiritual upbringing and practical life in our house, we do not consider practicing and training ourselves. So being thankful also needs a little bit training. And, you know, you have to train yourself, then you can understand. As you said, always we have to ponder these beautiful bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
And by using properly, we can be grateful and thankful. And verbally also, we have to make our, you know, habit. Even if you drink a small drop of water, you have to remember that this is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you have to say, remind yourself that you have to be thankful. If we start being thankful for very, very small things, then it will become a habit for us. When it becomes our habit, then, you know, automatically in each and every single step of our life, we are grateful, we are thankful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you are grateful and thankful, then what will happen? Allah will increase. La in shakartum, as Quran says, la in shakartum, la azidannakum. If you are thankful
now we can see
grateful,
the impact of this ayah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Then Allah will increase in the bounty which you are grateful to.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Being grateful not only makes you satisfied, but it increases in the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, I will give you one example, you know, like especially one, again, mealtime.
Sure.
Okay? So literally it has written, At-ta'imu shakir. This is hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At-ta'imu shakiru lahu min al-ajr ka ajri sa'im al-muhtasab. Like the person who is eating food and very like enjoying and, you know, from inside, you know, truly deeply thankful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that person has the same reward as if that person is fasting. You know, I'm just eating, but my eating with shukr will become like a great ibadat of som and fast. So even if we practice this as a Muslim lady, especially we are in the kitchen, yeah? And whenever we are cooking, we say, oh, thank you, Allah, we have everything. And automatically, you know, you are filling the house with so many energy and light
positivity
and nur and power from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And you know, the non-Muslims, usually they don't connect directly to Allah. You know, they mostly connect to things. Like they say, thanks to this day, thank you to only to rain or to sunshine, to clothes, to dishes, to food. But we are thanking to Allah that has more, you know, profound impact. We are not saying only thank you to this pen. We are saying, no, thank Allah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, who has provided all these amazing, you know, stuffs and all the things and tools. Because of them, I'm, you know, able to do my daily chores, Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
So just imagine that house will turn to the heaven.
The paradise.
Yeah. Like kids will not then nagging on, you know, dining table that, mama, why did you cook this and that? You know, husband is not just, you know, taking objection and complaining that why food is not tasty. So everyone will enjoy whatever they have. And truly, dear listeners, my husband, he's a very grateful person, because sometimes I say, oh, food is not that tasty. But he said, Alhamdulillah, we have this food. You know, Alhamdulillah, we can take strength from this food. So inshallah, I will practice more after listening to this hadith of our prophet, that الطاعم الشاكر له من الأجر كأجر الصائم. Amazing, amazing.
So eating food with the shukr, with being grateful, has a great thawab and reward. Yeah, mashallah, what a beautiful hadith you have shared with our listeners and with me, definitely. And another point is, if you ponder upon these small bounties, like you know, if you have a magnifier in your hand, and if you focus upon the, you know, for example, if you are reading a book, it has a lot of pictures around it, but if you focus with the magnifier upon its text only, so you do not see around it, you know, whatever is there. So you are focusing upon only those things. So by seeing these things, you do not see your shortcomings of your life. You know what I want to say? For example, in your dining table, if you are focusing on these small bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can't see your shortcomings. Then your attention is not towards those, you know, missing things, the shortcomings, the bounties you do not have. So it will bring a great satisfaction in your life.
And automatically this is something, you know, anti-gossiping. And anti-anger shield.
Definitely.
You know, like we can say it's just like a shield, a powerful protector.
Protection,
exactly.
Great protection. Like in backbite, regarding backbite, ahadith say, if you look at your own faults, then you cannot find faults in other people. You know, if you are always looking at your own mistakes or your own faults, then you do not have enough time to find faults and mistakes and, you know, shortcomings in other people. Likewise, if a Muslim lady in a house, she is always focusing on small bounties, small ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she is grateful and thankful, then definitely it will go to her children and her whole family.
Yeah, I like the way you are saying small things. You know, sometimes for being a grateful, we are looking for big bounties.
Yeah, we are looking for always big bounties to be thankful.
Yeah.
But there are enough small bounties to make us busy in being thankful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time is not
over, but inshallah we are going to meet again very soon.
Very soon. Thank you, dear listeners, for being with us and for listening to a Muslim lady. Inshallah, we will see you in our next episode. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the love one?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.